My question is from the Holy Quran, Suratul Al-Baqarah, verse 63, where it says, surely the believers and the Jews and the Christians and the Sabaeans, whichever party from among these truly believe in Allah and the last day and does good deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord, and no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Now, if the Quran says this, then how do we relate this to the other verse where it says that I've chosen Islam for you as religion?
Right. Can you read it? Inna Deena Indallah al-Islam.
Islam.
Just one verse.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And another says,
وَمَنْ
يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَاللَّهِ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. The religion is Islam.
Yes, sir.
That is one verse, and a few verses away from that is the verse which I quoted in the end, which says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَاللَّهِ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever chose a faith other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him. So in the context of all these three verses, let me explain exactly what is meant by the Quran and what possibly is meant by the Quran. When I said what is, then suddenly I thought there are many connotations, possible connotations. I shouldn't say what is.
Yeah.
But what possibly is meant by the Quran, it's more, there is more to it than just meet the eye. The word Islam in the Holy Quran is used as a general term for all true faiths, right from the time of Adam till the time of Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and onwards. In reference to Abraham also, the Holy Quran tells us that God addressed Abraham and said, Aslim, become Muslim. Aslim means become Muslim. Qala aslamtu li rabbil alameen. He said, already I have become a Muslim for the Lord of the universes. So the word Islam is not only used in this particular verse which I just quoted, it is used elsewhere also to indicate that the real faith has always been Islam. So Islam here is used in its general widest meanings, which is submission. Submission to the will of Allah is central to all religions. If one follows a religion without this central spirit, no religious exercise will be acceptable. It will not be worthwhile of acceptance by Allah. Because just to bow down and prostrate and stand up or kneel down does not mean anything to God. It is the deep within sense of submission which is acceptable, whichever way it is expressed. That is most important. So here also it is possible that the word Islam is used in the widest term. But even apart from that, the word Islam here could mean Al-Islam, the faith which has finally been given the name and title of Islam. Although Islam in spirit and sense was common to all faiths before, but there came one faith in the end which was revealed to Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah, which was also entitled Islam. So in the second connotation, we can interpret this verse here, or these two verses here, to mean the Islam. Not just the submission, but the Islam. Now how will it be read in conjunction with that statement which you made earlier, with reference to the verse, which says that the Jews, whoever believes, or whoever has believed, and the Jews, and the Christians, and the Sabaeans, believe in the hereafter, and do good deeds, they have nothing to fear. Their reward will be with Allah. Now, if we interpret the word Islam there, in the sense of the literal word Islam, the title of this religion, then there appears to be a contradiction in these two statements. But it only appears. The fact is that here, those are referred to, those people, those human beings are referred to, who have not been able to receive the message of Islam in a manner where it could be acceptable to them. Humanity as such has been provided with the faculty of making distinction between right and wrong. So deep within, this quality is etched upon our nature. Now, if a religion is presented to some people in a distorted manner, in a way that it was not revealed, then if such a human being who is true to his nature, created by God, rejects that religion, then it is no fault of his. Such a person should not be held answerable before the sight of Allah. So it's not just the word Islam, it is also the question of how Islam is conveyed to the people of the world. If it is not conveyed in the manner that it was revealed to Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if it is not conveyed in the manner that Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself understood it, then those who do not accept this message as from God, what fault is it of theirs? Why should they be punished? For instance, you see, to Khomeini's Islam is so different from the Islam of many other sects of within Islam, Shia Islam and Sunni Islam and this Islam and that Islam. And that Islam of the fundamentalists, which believes in terrorism, which believes in the use of sword for changing ideas and views. No sane man on earth can accept such an Islam as a divine revelation. So if such people, with reference to this verse, have no way to know Islam what it was, naturally, if they are true to the nature created by Allah, they will reject a distorted image of an erstwhile true religion, or in reality which is true but presented wrongly. So if they believe truly in whatever they believe in, if they are honest to their own faith, if they also believe in the hereafter and do good deeds, as every religion teaches good deeds, and there is very little difference between the teaching of one religion and another, as far as the acting righteously is concerned, as far as commonly known good deeds are understood, there is practically no difference. It is these people, whatever the title of their religion be, provided they fulfill these conditions, they are true to the faith they have inherited, they believe in the hereafter, they do good deeds, they have nothing to fear. Allah is not cruel, Allah is not unjust. Now, in this context, the contradiction is removed altogether. But the question arises, why hereafter at all? If they believe in a God, a concept of God and a prophet, and suppose they do not believe in the hereafter and do good deeds, why is the condition of hereafter attached essentially to this prerequisite for redemption? This is the question. The fact is that it is the belief in hereafter which is the best guarantee of human beings acting righteously. Take away the concept of hereafter and they'll be free for all, for everyone. If you know that you can run away with whatever you did, with death. Even at the time of your being captured by law, you may commit suicide and run away with it, and nobody can pay you back what you had been doing to the humanity as such. So the philosophy of crime lies in the fact that the people do not believe in the hereafter. The hereafter should be understood in the widest term. Whenever a criminal breaks the law of the land, in fact, in this limited concept of hereafter, he does not believe in his being caught by the authorities. He does not believe in his being answerable to the law enforcing authorities and the justice, system of justice in the country. If he had believed, he would not dare commit the crime. So apparently he believes, he knows, yet he does not know enough. He does not know in all sincerity. If he really believed in the law and really believed in his being answerable to the law and believed that he would willy-nilly appear before the court of justice, he would not commit the crime at all. So they all live in a sort of a world, a life of obscurity created by them themselves around them. They hide under the cover of darkness, like in Urdu we say that the pigeon shuts his eyes when it sees the cat, disappears. So by committing the crime under the cover of darkness, under the cover of night, they think they have disappeared from the sight of the law. So hereafter is applicable both here on earth and the hereafter in the end. So peace is directly related to this belief. If there is no hereafter, there is no peace on earth. It's impossible. So this is the reason why this verse is so important. It is universal, a verse of universal application. Whatever religion people believe in, wherever in the world they are, they must follow the dictates of this word, this verse, or there is no peace on earth for man. Right?
Thank you.
Thank you.